This is the Media in Ministry column, Wisdom Gleaned from History, a 30-day devotional series that centers on significant figures. This is written by Jeff Crosby, who is a member of Faith Lutheran Church in Glen Ellyn, Illinois, and he's the editor of the collection Days of Grace Through the Year. In the introduction of his devotional classics, Richard Foster wrote, "We today suffer from the unexamined notion that the more recent something is, the better, the more true it must be." The editors and individual volume compilers of Fortress Press's 30-Day Journey series have provided obvious counterpoints to Foster's justifiable concern, offering up 5 brief but rich devotional resources. Each mines the published works of a diverse set of historical figures, ranging chronologically from Hildegard of Bingen to Dorothy Day, with Dietrich Bonhoeffer and Martin Luther King Jr. in between. A new entry, 30-Day Journey with Jane Austen, was released March 31st. 2 additional volumes are planned for 2020. Even those who aren't regular readers of daily devotionals will find much to savor in this series. Each daily reading includes a brief passage from the primary source material of the featured figure, followed by a practical reflection from the book's compiler, often with questions that challenge leaders to apply the wisdom gleaned from history to their own lives. Helpful annotations reference the context in which the subject was writing to aid in making greater sense of that day's reflection. A 5- to 6-page introduction to the historical figure precedes the first of the daily readings as a reminder of their life and work. For the Bonhoeffer volume, edited and compiled by Joshua Malden of the Center for Theological Inquiry in Princeton, particular emphasis is given to writings from the German theologian's posthumous letters and papers from prison. The King edition, edited by Jonathan Chisholm of the University of Houston downtown, uses a variety of sources, including his sermons. The other 2019 volumes feature meditations from and reflections on the work of journalist and activist Day and Hildegard of Bingen, a composer, writer, and philosopher. Natasha Duquette of Tyndale University College in Toronto edited the new volume on Austen, pulling from several of her novels, and she shared her aspirations for the book in an interview. "I hope a fuller picture of Austen emerges as a human being whose daily discipline, sensitivity to the natural world, and social ethic of care emerges from the readings," Duquette said, "and that the reader can emulate these qualities as expressed both in the life of Jane Austen and through her fictional characters on the page." Duquette says she sees her primary reader as a person of faith who has an interest in Jane Austen but may not have realized how central her spirituality was to the ethics and aesthetics of her writing, or know that we have her written prayers, which were so original. The series' overall effect is one of a thoughtful, succinct, devotional reader filled with wisdom from a significant historical, religious, or literary figure.